Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome back. Texans Extra Points rolls on. It's that time of the show where we go to the Telestrator with John Harris of HoustonTexans.com and the head coach himself, Bill O'Brien.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator. I'm your host, football analyst, and sideline reporter for Houston Texans, John Harris, alongside Coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations. Get another win on the road at Tennessee. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Coach.
Johnny.
All right, let's take a look at a number of different things the Texans did. We're going to start on the offensive side of the ball. Arian Foster, a huge ball game against the Tennessee Titans. But as Arian will tell you, as Coach will tell you, it's about everybody, all 11 guys working together. Well, Coach, we're going to take a look right here at the run Arian has down to the one-yard line. It's a pretty impressive run on a lot of different levels. We'll take a look at this shot, but Coach, if you can kind of take us through what you see on this play.
Well, we're in 12 personnel, which means we have two tight ends, one back, and two receivers in the game, and they're in base defense. So they're in their 3-4 base defense, and like you said, it's all 11 guys working together. So it's a good job here on the timing of the motion across, a good job with Fitzy getting us to the right mic. And then you'll see here what's pretty cool about this play, Johnny, is that Tennessee is blitzing here. They have what we call a cross dog on, which is an inside blitz with the two inside backers. And our offensive line did a really good job, Brooks and Myers, of exchanging the cross dog. Everybody's on the right landmark here. Arian does a really good job of pressing the line of scrimmage, seeing the cut, making one cut, and getting it north and south. And he always does a good job of breaking tackles.
Arian's one of the best I think I've ever seen with the cutback or cut-up run. And I felt like there might have been two alleys, and he seemingly took the right one. Let's take a look at the end zone shot here.
Sure.
Because I think this is where you can see, and I couldn't see from the sideline, I couldn't see the blitz. Now, watching the game back again, it looked like they had run this blitz earlier in the game.
Yeah, and they got us on a play early in the game. We ran an inside zone, and probably the outside zone's a little bit better against this type of blitz. So that's what we have on here, was more of a C-gap type zone rather than a B-gap type zone. And again, what happens here is you see Jones, Myers, and Brooks. They do a really good job of really picking this thing up. And all three guys do a good job of being on the right landmark. So you see he's got a good place to run here, a good cut inside of Newton, right off of Brooks's block. And Arian, like you said, does a good job of really seeing daylight, making one cut, getting it into the defense, and then making it one guy miss and getting it to the goal line.
And then he's showing the speed that I had one time back in the day in college.
No comment.
All right, defensively, big play for the Texans right near the half. Titans in Texans territory. And DJ Swearinger comes up with a fantastic pick. Coach, take us through this play. And you'll see DJ right here. Looks like he's going to be a single high, but the way you rotate, show this disguise to the rookie Zach Mettenberger, he ends up taking Delanie Walker right here.
Yeah, you see, like you just said, Kalu and DJ do a good job of holding this disguise until the snap of the ball. So now the quarterback has to locate the two safeties after the snap with a run fake. DJ does a really good job in this game overall of keeping his leverage. He's got outside leverage here and does a good job of undercutting the crossing route to Delanie Walker and intercepting the pass. That's good ball skills and a great job of being disciplined within the call that was made.
He makes a great play. You can see it from the end zone view, too. You can see him there at the top of the screen. And he's going to jump that route. Now, he said he had seen this route watching film. But he also takes the chance, in some sense, to undercut this route too, Coach.
Yeah, you know, again, he's keeping outside leverage, so he's forcing this guy into the inside where he has help with Kalu above him there. And he knows that because of that help, he can go ahead and undercut this route. So he has help over the top. He's able to undercut the route and pick the ball off. He does a real good job of understanding the call that was made and how he fit within the scheme.
You talked about this a number of times with turnovers. Turnovers play a big role in everything you do. But not just to get the turnover, but points. You got points on that. You got points after Watts' fumble.
Right.
That's been big.
Right.
Then we get to this, and we get to special teams. And this is where, well, one guy we haven't talked a lot about this year from this perspective is Randy Bullock. 15-17 on the season. One block, one miss. Right. He's been fantastic, and this is a big one. This puts you up 30-9. It feels like it's getting away from them at that point. but he knocked this home. Randy's been really good this year, Coach.
Yeah, Randy has been really good. I think the competition in the offseason really helped Bull. He's done a really good job of coming into the season and kicking well. Our operation's been really good. Weeks, he's done a good job of snapping it. Lex done a good job of holding it. And here we have Randy. And one thing you see, if you go to the end zone shot here, one thing that Randy's really worked on is he's worked on his plant foot and making sure that his plant foot is in the direction of where he's kicking the ball. So if he can stop it almost right when he kicks it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Where his plant foot is there is really right down the center of the goalpost. And that's something that really Randy's worked on quite a bit. And he's also doing a good job of hitting the meat of the football. He's not getting too far underneath the ball. He's hitting the belly of the ball, and he's doing a real good job of kicking for us.
Three big points right there. Randy Blewick has been big this year. All right, we put the Titans in the rearview mirror and get ready for the explosive Philadelphia Eagles. When I say explosive, it's a lot of space. It's throwing the ball deep. It's a lot of different things. Chip Kelly does a really nice job. Coach's got a long history with Chip. Knows a little bit about him, but we've seen it since his days at New Hampshire to Oregon and now at the Philadelphia Eagles. And in the game against Arizona, you see one of the big plays of the game set up by a couple of different key things. We'll take a look at Austin Westlake's Nick Foles. Look, all the good quarterbacks come from the state of Texas. We know this. But this is one thing that the Cardinals do, or the Eagles do a great job of, Coach. Using all 53 yards of the field by formation, and then post-snap, they also do some good things as well.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Kelly does a great job here with his system of using all the different areas of the field. He can spread you vertically. He can spread you horizontally by his formation, by his personnel groups. Nick Foles is a really good running back. You know, they do a good job of setting plays up, which is what they're doing here. They run that bubble so often to their number three receiver there. They do a good job of faking the bubble, getting the defense to run, and having a shot play down the field here to Macklin.
Talking about speed, Jeremy Macklin can get behind. You see this from the end zone shot. But there's almost so much going on. He's got the fake to Shady. He's faking the bubble screen.
Yep.
And all with the thought that he's going to hold this safety right here. And all he gets is a split-second hold on that safety, and that's just enough for Macklin to get by.
Yeah, I think you're trying to work on the eyes of the defenders, and that's why our defenders have to be real disciplined with their eyes. And, you know, again, it's a very difficult scheme to go against because of the way that the plays are called. It's very fast. You have to be in great communication with each other on defense. And if you're not, then plays like that are going to happen.
Sunday at NRG for the first time in a little over 3 weeks. Eagles in town taking on the Texans. Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck. You want all this good footage, go to NFL.com, go to HoustonTexans.com, go to Game Rewind. You get the broadcast, you can get the condensed version, and you can get the coach's film as well. You can do your own Telestrator on your own. We're not going to put it up at HoustonTexans.com. You'll have to deal with the two of us for now. Appreciate you watching. We'll see you next time.
All right, good stuff from John Harris and Bill O'Brien. Coming up next, we got to get into the keys of the game. Plus, Andre Johnson continues his march on the record books. Number 80, move into 10th place all time in catches. Don't look now, but Randy Moss is in Andre Johnson's sights.